Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Star power in the building as well. It's a big deal anytime the Orange and the Tar Heels get together.
Brady at the game over the weekend. Celtics game? No, not the Celtics game. He was at Syracuse, of all places. Syracuse with his buddy Edelman and Jimmy Fallon.
He'd rather get on a plane, travel to
and
a place.
My favorite part about this day is that Zo finds Fallon and Kimmel to be interchangeable.
Yeah.
Like, same guy. The same way I would find on an NFL broadcast.
I would say
Trent Green and Rich Gannon.
Yes.
Same guy.
Excellent.
Is it Green or is it Gannon this week? I don't know. Same thing.
It doesn't matter.
I disagree with you on that. That's a side topic.
I think Fallon's better.
Oh, I think Kimmel is far better.
I think Fallon's way better.
Oh,
I think Fallon's
love
entertaining. I love the dancing.
I don't mind Fallon, though, either, by the way.
Yeah, right.
That's not to say Fallon is bad.
Right. You know what? They are different.
They're just different.
Kimmel's got his times. Yeah, he's got some funny things. He started on The Man Show, didn't he? Kimmel?
Forever ago.
That thing was awesome. I loved that show. It was weird.
But yeah, that's a side topic. We won't have to do it today. But still, he's out there at Syracuse, of all places. Syracuse. For a game between Syracuse and UNC. And they sit in the front row at the scorer's table. And during the course of the game, you had that. Where Edelman is shouting at the camera, he's coming back. He's coming back. And then Brady says something. We don't know what the something is. But it's something. Is it no? Is it this guy? Is it?
He's not.
He's not.
It's he's not.
I've switched now. It's more liberating.
Like the first.
You've switched now.
Because I thought it's like this guy. I'm starting to think it's not. He's not. He's not.
It's done. Laurel. Yanny.
Laurel.
It's so
Laurel.
It's Laurel.
Yeah, he's playing Laurel.
Laurel.
Play the original thing.
Laurel.
That can't be the original thing. It's Laurel.
Yanny. Laurel. Laurel.
No, Yanny.
Laurel.
I know, I'm just saying it. I hear Laurel.
Laurel.
Yeah, everybody hears Laurel.
Laurel. Laurel.
I have heard it both ways, though. Can you hear each way? I haven't been able to do it today. I remember when that first came
out. I can't believe we're doing this. I can't believe we're trying to read.
Like, if you hyper-focus and, like, you can think yourself into hearing it the other way, you can do it. I've done it.
And then you can alternate.
I haven't been able to do it today. I hear straight Laurel every time he plays it. He's not.
Laurel.
Watching it again here. And I'm like, it's not. Watch.
Well, this video is too long. No. We got to trim it just to the part where his mouth is moving.
He's not. You go back.
He's also shaking his head no.
Yeah. Like, but you do that when you say, like, this effing guy, you know? Like, you nod no. You don't shake your head yes and go, this effing guy. You shake your head like, this effing guy.
The way his mouth moves on the second part makes me think he is saying not.
It's not. the teeth.
Because his mouth opens the
he's
way
it opens.
What are the lip readers saying about this? Do we have
he's
an
not.
Expert?
He's not. He's saying he's not.
Is there an expert lip reader opinion on this? Do we have that? Has that been published anywhere?
My wife.
Your wife's not an expert lip
reader.
She
is.
I'm sorry.
Her and her
Amy,
friend.
All due respect, I don't believe you're an expert.
She and her friend Tanya have this thing where they can be in the same room and they're talking to each other from across the room, and I'm like, what are you two doing?
No, I need someone who's legitimately an expert in the field.
She said he's saying he's not.
Okay, I need someone who's a legitimate expert in this department.
Sarge, you're always looking at lips. What's it look like?
I'm looking at it right now again here.
Thank you, Sarge.
Hold on. He's he's not. He says he's not.
His mouth, the way his mouth moves on the second word, it looks like not.
He's not. Yeah, I say he's not.
That does not look like Guy. Yeah, it looks like not.
It's not Guy.
Oh, wait a minute. It is this guy. It is. You sold me on it. You sold me.
He didn't say anything.
Look at it. No, just look. Look.
What?
Laurel.
This guy. See?
See?
It's this guy.
This guy.
I'm telling you. It is this guy.
I'm not doing
it. He's like, Julian. This guy. Leave me alone. Cringe factor, Brady.
What color is the dress? What is he saying?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Laurel? Is it Yanny? Is it blue?
That's not
is
the spot.
Is it gold?
See,
have you seen the new one with the sandals?
Yeah.
Sort of. What color are they?
I don't know.
They're brown and blue.
I don't think so because it was a bad shot we had.
There's blue in them in the sandals.
I can see the blue in the sandals.
There's blue.
To defend Brady here,
a lot of people see white. It's blue.
To defend Brady, he's been so good at keeping this quiet. That's not the spot where he's going to reveal what he's doing.
Of course not.
You know what I mean?
No, this is just the spot where he shows
it's
up at a game
where
they put him on national television. He's got thousands of fans sitting right behind him, and they decide they're going to FaceTime Mike
now
Vrabel.
Now I see he's not.
And they FaceTime Mike Vrabel. Listen, Tom Brady might be leaving New England. He might have his mind made up and he's gone. But it won't be because he was FaceTiming with Mike Vrabel on Saturday at Syracuse. Can we all agree on that? Like, oh, he's gone. Well, he might be, but it won't be because of that.
He's variable to Super Bowl. Like, all those guys were at the Super Bowl.
They could find no other time to FaceTime other than Saturday while they were sitting courtside at a basketball game?
Everybody and her mother behind. Look at all the people behind him going.
That to me
look
is
at the
so
people behind him right
ridiculous.
Now trying to stand up and see him. Look at him. They're going goo-goo gaga over it.
You see the other angle where the police officer was talking to Brady and Edelman just patted him on the back? And you see how pissed that cop got at Edelman, by the way? Did you catch that? He like shot him such a dirty look, and Edelman's like, I'm just trying to get by. I'm trying to sit down. He's not.
I sit and watch this video all day.
This guy. No, he's saying not.
No, it's
not.
This guy.
Now I'm convinced he was not saying this guy. Where are the lip readers on this? Where are the lip readers?
Wake up, lip readers.
Jacob in Dorchester, are you an expert lip reader?
Hey!
Well, you might need the lip reading because you don't listen. Tom is in Rhode Island. Tom.
Oh, my God.
Tom!
Hey, guys, I'm holding the phone like a pizza. Can you hear me?
Yes.
go ahead.
I love you guys. Zoe's the man.
Yep.
And, you know, for like a New England broadcast, the energy's good. But sometimes the play calls are off. I mean, Tony Romo and Zoe, you can't compare the two.
Who said we were?
Well, Zoe was talking about who he's better at commentary, though.
Yeah, he didn't say he was better than Romo.
That sounds better, Romo.
You said you're better than Romo?
No, he didn't. He didn't say. He said he was better than,
I said Aikman and Romo are the best.
He said he's better than the guys who are on, like, the lower crews on CBS.
Oh, I'm better than Dan Fouts. At least I know which players they play for.
Dan Fouts, you're better than Dan Fouts.
Dan Fouts doesn't know which team certain guys play for.
You know that? What do you think Dan Fouts is making a year? He's got to be making $1 million.
Didn't he say $2 million, $1 million?
Yeah, it's like $2-3.
$2 or $3 million. He gets $2 or $3 million. You'll do it for half that. Zoe will do it for half. CBS, you're going to need to find the money to pay Romo. Find it with Zoe.
I got somebody that thinks they're close to the situation here that said it is let's not. Not, it's not. Let's or he's not. Not. Let's not.
I'm let, watching again. I don't see let's not.
I do now. Let's not.
No.
Sarge, I could say it's vanilla ice cream.
No,
but, he would say
but that's the thing with
no,
the Yanni.
No, it doesn't say let's not.
This guy. I see this
after,
guy.
Just after hearing
see,
that. But
I see this guy there. Watch. This guy.
Good so job. When you say
good
someone,
job
hold on.
Down.
Hold on. When you say Oh, now it could this be guy. Let's not. Yes, yeah, you can be convinced of that.
It's in your brain.
And once you put it in your brain and then you watch it, you convince yourself of it. Like Laurel and Yanny, you can convince yourself it's the other way and you can hear it the other way. It's what you could do. You cannot do that with the dress one, though. There's just no way.
All right. We're loading up calls here on lip readers. We're going to get to you next.
I want
to
know.
I need to talk. Like, somebody's got to be involved with, like, detectives or, you know, investigations.
When you say someone close to the situation, is it Brady himself? Can you text him and ask him what he said?
No.
Come on. You said in the opening segment today that you've been texting with Brady. You said that. Text him and ask him what he said.
I'm not doing that.
Call him.
Call him on the phone.
We're going to break.
And then hold it like
FaceTime him.
Put it on. He loves to FaceTime. He loves FaceTiming, as you told me.
I'm not doing this.
Grown-ass men in their 40s are now FaceTiming other buddies, and I'm late to the party per usual. Per usual.
Remember I FaceTime? Hardly did I FaceTime during the show. When I was out. Remember I was at my pool? We're FaceTiming.
It's different, though. 617-779-0985. We'll get back to your calls after the action update.
They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. It's he got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah, this was inevitable that we were going to get to the point today and start asking for the lip readers.
It's changed since we came on air.
I don't know what to believe anymore. I'm lost. I'm absolutely lost on this. Here's what I do know. That I'm not reading into this, no matter what it is he was saying, to determine where he's going or what he's doing.
That's not the spot where he announces
it. Come on.
I agree.
No one's buying that. The same way I'm not buying him on the FaceTime with Vrabel.
We must be going to Tennessee.
Why do that?
Maybe he is going to Tennessee.
What made you?
Not because of that.
What made you? Here's another thing. Did Vrabel FaceTime him as he was watching the game?
Saw him on TV, saw him on the broadcast, and then FaceTime him.
What are you doing? Let me see your seats. Where are you at? You're not by Bayon. Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Do you know
what I do sometimes when you FaceTime me? I don't take the call.
Right.
Because I'm busy doing something.
Right. Well, that's different.
I just click. You know, I'm in a game. I'm not taking this now. Click.
Edelman had to take the phone, didn't he?
They just couldn't help themselves, though.
Yeah.
Knowing that everyone would see them and someone would grab a video of it.
Again, if he went down here to
Lambert's,
if Brady was down here at Lambert's, hit the salad bar, one of the greatest salad bars ever.
Excellent
salad bar.
Great sandwich.
And hot food bar. People would film him doing it.
Yes.
Like, what's he doing at Lambert's? Does that mean?
Yes.
Does he mean he likes Jack Lambert and he's going to be a Pittsburgh Steeler now?
Yep.
There's people that are that
apparently.
Nuts. Yes. Dummy.
Peter in New Hampshire. Peter.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So I have a lot of experience with lip reading, and I think what he said was Sarge sucks and doesn't pay attention during the show.
But you know, Brady knows me from being in Tom versus Time, episode 1 and 2. And,
Brady knows you?
Well, he knows my voice.
Does he know it, or does the production crew do?
Gotham Troper does.
He Gotham Troper.
He confirmed it to you guys at the Super
Bowl. So where's your inside info then?
I don't know. I know as much as Zoe does.
Ed's in Kingston. Ed.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
What's up, though?
Hi, what's up?
Hey, so I got a little bit of lip sync experience. I can't really go into how or why.
Lip syncing or lip reading?
Yeah, lip reading, that thing. So what it sounds like he's saying is actually he's nuts.
He's nuts. Oh, he's nuts. I can see he's nuts. Look at it. Maybe he's saying these nuts. These nuts.
All right, get another. We got an email.
Email time, Tom.
He's not going.
No. This is from Joe, who says, I was born 90% deaf.
Oh, my God. This is true. Go ahead.
He's been reading lips for 30 years.
Yeah.
He says, I can read lips with the best of them. And Brady says, He's done. Another emailer says he's nuts.
He's done. I see he's done now.
Now I'm looking at the he's nuts. He's nuts.
Yeah, he's nuts. I see he's nuts.
I could see that too. Tim in Taunton. Tim.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
What's up? Yeah, I had one
Two things. One, my gut tells me Brady's coming back. But the reason I'm calling is I take Zoe play calling over Jim and all of them any day. Zoe, you got, when you call a game, man, the excitement and passion you bring to it, man, nobody has that on the national.
That's C-Dep, but
that's
your
local radio call.
He's not making the right case for you.
It's a local caller call.
That's not the case you want to make.
I couldn't be that passionate guy on that call.
It sucks, but that's not what they're hiring people.
Steady Eddie down the middle.
Yeah.
Be vanilla.
Mitch on the Cape, what is Brady saying?
What's going on, guys? Big fan.
Hey, Mitch.
What's going on? Just with his facial expressions, this guy to me doesn't make sense. It's not. I mean, if you look at his face and him shaking his head, that makes no sense. It's definitely
He's nuts. Okay.
He's nuts.
Aiden in Lakeville. He's Aiden? Nuts.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
I was thinking that instead of trying to read his lips, rather you could dig up some video of him saying both phrases. He's not versus he's nuts, or it's not, and you can compare the two visually so that way you can see what it looks more like what he usually says.
Where are we going to be able to find those?
See, he's got a tiny little bit of an overbite. He's got that chiseled chin, that's Brady. Here's another thing. I need somebody that's in touch with Will's Up, because I think Will's Up is part of the...
Wheels Up. That
yeah, Will's
be,
Up.
Yeah, no, Will's Up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Will's Up, the private jet charter.
Yes, Wheels Up.
How many drinks has Edelman had on that plane?
Oh, 14.
Because I think Brady's already got a predetermined
14.
Headline. He's nuts.
He got off the plane.
He's gone.
He jumped right on the nose of it. That's what he did.
He's saying he's hammered.
That's his signature move. You're jumping on the hood, jump on the nose of the plane.
He's nuts.
Whatever you need to do. Craig in Brockton. Hey, Craig.
I can't believe we're doing this.
Yep, Craig's not there. Danny in Hampton, do you have any expertise in lip reading?
Hello?
Oh, boy, I don't like where this is going. Danny, do you know how to read lips?
Dan!
Oh, it's Johnny. Sorry about that.
Oh.
Hi, Johnny.
Johnny.
So I do, and the key is in the first syllable. If you watch the mouth, if you cue it up, the very first syllable is the key. He is definitely saying, Sarge sucks on the radio. 100%.
Is this the John in Vegas?
The stalker?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
What a loser.
Uh-huh.
That was pretty good. He sold the whole thing.
Calls back here? Shouldn't that be
he
marked?
Sold it.
He did sell it.
He was pretty good. Sarge knew it right away. He was begging me to hang up on him.
How did
you
know?
Like, what? I didn't know what the hell you were. I'm like, what? What are you? Why are we hanging up on
this? It's in your dreams, isn't it?
No, it's just like it's one daily phone call. He got some prison.
Yeah. What prison is he in?
I don't know.
Why would he be in prison?
Just listen to him.
Just listen to him so he'd be in prison.
Yeah, we'll leave it at that.
Sarge is flustered right now. This is good. Flustered Sarge.
I'm living the dream.
Jim in the car. Hey, Jim.
Let's go. He's not.
Hey, what's up, fellas? I was watching the game in real time, and after Jules says he's coming back a couple times, Tom says, no, he's not.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
Yeah, but he's. I don't see three words. I only see two.
He's nodding no, and he's saying he's not.
He's not.
Okay, so it's he's not in your mind.
He's not.
Like now I'm thinking it's he's not. Like he's not.
Referring to himself in the third person because, yeah, okay, you've got Edelman saying he's coming back.
He's coming
back. And he goes, he's not.
He's not. He's not.
He's not. He's not. He's nuts. He's not. He's nuts and he's not are very close, though. I'm guessing in the lip-reading game. Right, Joe? Joe and Needham?
Hey, I think he's saying he's lying. If you look at it, Edelman's like, oh, he's coming back. He's coming back. He's lying.
I can see that, too.
I see that, too.
Joe, do you have any expertise in lip-reading, or is this just what you think?
No, that's just my best guess.
Okay, that's good.
He's lying. He's lying.
All right.
You can see it, though.
All right, thanks, Joe. I can definitely see that. He's lying. Yeah, I don't know. Feels like he's saying only one syllable there. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh,
now you look at it again. I don't know that I'd buy it. I can start to see it.
He's lying. Not lying.
Joe in the Cape. Joe.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Real quick. If you watch the video, you can see Brady in between on his
What's he saying? Is he saying the video?
It looks like. Yeah. Jimmy Fallon or whoever's sitting next to Edelman saying stuff to him, and he's responding to that. I don't even think he was talking about what Edelman said.
Okay.
I don't know. How's that?
Sarge has headlines.
Get you caught up on Sarge too.
We did get an email on Sarge.
Yeah. Email of the day.
I don't think. I don't think it's someone who's upset with Sarge for looking into the camera.
Yeah. Well,
I think he makes a good case.
Well, let's hear it.
Well, fair enough.
We're gonna do that.
Fair enough.
Then you could say he's in prison too, just by reading the email.
All right, do the headlines. We're back. We'll tell you what the email says.
How important is the opinion of a former NFL quarterback on other sports?
I don't think it's that important as people think it is. It's not as important as you think.
Zolak and Bertrand. It's the important part of your workday on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Sergeant song, yeah. All right. Staring in that camera. Here goes.
Sarge
turn
sings
it up.
His
turn
best
it up, Tom.
Crap for off the air.
I've been meeting this headline.
He's lobbing insults at people left and right off the air.
Who sings this, Sarge? Come on.
Hall & Oates.
No.
No, who is this? Who is this? Hungry Eyes.
I look at you and I what?
It's Eric Carmen.
Yes. What a great soundtrack that movie had. I watched St. Elmo's Fire again. What are we doing?
Of course you did.
It's great. So Sarge has been staring
into
the camera.
Sarge is shook because
again, Sarge is a puddle of water right now.
I'm not.
What'd you just say about Fred? Said something? Did Fred say anything to you?
Last week with that.
They were crapping all over you last week.
Well, you know, we tried to have a little fun with the song.
I don't think they were trying to have any fun. I think they're trying to like go after you.
Got nothing else better to do.
It's time for you to fight back.
It's not worth my time.
Fred's not worth his time.
I got an email today.
You got an email. Email of the day.
Email of the day.
This is not some crazy emailing in. This is Nathan.
Oh.
Ooh.
Who says, boys, to be honest.
Why'd you just go, ooh, when I went, ooh?
I know who it says.
I often
you know
feel
Nate
bad.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He says, boys, to be honest, I often feel bad for Mike Riley for how much bleep he takes from his coworkers. He thinks you take too much crap around here. There people are giving you more crap than you deserve.
Okay.
So he is somewhat sympathetic to you.
Where's the butt? Go ahead.
He says, until he finishes his updates by staring into the MFing camera, repeats his name, surely for his own satisfaction only, and gives the world the creepiest smile since Johnny's face came through the bathroom door.
I'm gonna defend Mike here. I'm gonna defend Mike.
Why? Can we get through the email first?
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
He says, when I just saw that I was having a pretty okay Monday, all things considered. He says, when I just saw that. When it happened, he was having a good Monday to that point.
Yeah, and then he got sick.
He says, no, he didn't get sick. He says, only an immediate onset of food poisoning could ruin that okay Monday as fast as the bleeping stare and smile from Riley. Hmm. I know it's been discussed and since let go for more pressing conversation, but he needs to stop. P.S. I am not one to email to a sports talk radio show. Certainly, I have strong opinions about nearly every topic discussed.
Wow.
And still, I've maybe called once or twice in the 10 years of 98.5 The Sports Hub. I say this to emphasize his email and his point here and the effect that the startling stare has had on my day and likely others in a very negative way.
Are you done with the email?
I think Nathan had a pretty good email there.
Okay. So you take that
he's
as a
not a Sarge
email.
Hater. He's not a Sarge hater.
Yeah.
He is offering his opinion to Sarge.
Like, I appreciate that.
Okay.
That the stare down into the camera is having a negative impact.
So there'll be things I do. Like we do Josie every Friday at noon. Well, Jim sort of did that and it passed on. Or, hey, what's up? Like, sup stupid, but sup's my thing. And everybody has a thing. Everybody's got a thing. Fred at the end of the show says, okay, goodbye. And he has to say goodbye to sign off. That may bug people. Ever since Felger Mads were on TV, first at the station,
yep,
to Touch and Rich to now us, when Sarge was in to do the Hub headlines, that's his signature sign off to that camera.
Thank you.
That's your thing.
It's a little weird. It's a little creepy.
It may be weird.
It does creep me out.
I think it's weird. I think it's creepy. I think you're a weirdo.
Do you know that?
Okay?
Well, it takes no one.
But you're your own weirdo, man.
I mean, I would argue.
I think we're all weird to a point.
Don't listen to people.
You know, I would argue that he's already got a thing, and that is Sarge.
Yeah.
Like, that's a thing.
No charge on the Sarge?
You gave me that nickname. You
know, Tony Mazzarotti.
No. But Maz said Sergeant, and you said Sarge. You just blurted that out. I have it. July of 2014.
What do you have, the tape?
No charge from the Sarge.
I can look it up. I'll find it.
The reason why is because Sarge was standing near the door for quite some time for some reason. And Maz said, well, what are you, the Sergeant at Arms here? Like, what is this?
No, he said, I went in, I shook his hand 50 times, asked what he was doing 100 times. Thought I was polite, well-mannered. He said it right there on the thing.
Did you want to go to David Ortiz's cell to buy that check so you could take your picture with it?
No.
No?
Why would I do that?
Well, you've done that before. Like,
I was helping out the Leukemia and Lymphoma
You didn't help anybody out with that. That was already done.
No, I was doing it with them. Check. My mom's a survivor. Okay. That's what
I know that, but you weren't like hooked up with
but
that.
I was helping them out with it.
Okay.
But the bottom line, to Nate's point, I get it, but he's about 6 years old on that because it was Jay Bramble who did say, you know, the first time I looked into it, he said, keep looking into that. When he was the director.
It happened at 10:30 this morning.
No. I've been doing it for 6 years.
Yeah, we know that.
But I'm just saying.
It's not new.
I did not look into it at 12:30. So I did not look into it for.
Well, he wrote his email prior to that.
So why? Bless his heart.
Why didn't you look into it? Because you knew the email was coming.
He
said, you know, I'm going to be different now.
I mean, you know what? It's a trademark. But
there could be that one lady on the other side of that camera that's sitting home and said, you may make her melt. And there could be 99 that you make one to run to the bathroom and throw up.
I would say Bramble no longer works at the television station. And the current people, they may not enjoy it.
Ask Josh.
Do you really want me to do that?
I'm just gonna
what if he says he doesn't like it?
I say you keep
Josh
it.
And I have
I say keep it.
Josh likes it.
Do we know that?
I can 99%.
I don't want to put Josh on the spot.
Put him on.
I don't want to put Josh on the spot. I don't want to drag him into this.
Put Fowler on.
Television producer Josh Fowler takes care of everything on our NBC Sports Boston simulcast. I don't want to say everything.
Josh, are you there?
I do work there. I wouldn't blame Josh for not wanting to get in the middle of this bee's nest. Josh!
I do not want to be in the middle of this bee's nest.
Oh, come on, Josh. Have a take.
No. I agree with Zoe. It's kind of your thing.
Yeah.
However, talked about this, Josh. You like it.
Well,
that's a no.
I like when you add to the show.
Forget it. I'm not going to win this battle.
Josh, what do you like that he adds to the show? What do you like that he's added today?
Well, this was the whole segment.
Yeah. It came out hot today, too.
It was.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to put something in mind for you guys.
What's that? What did he say?
He's going to go.
Okay. He's got all something in the
air. He's running the show.
He's nice. Trying to do stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's working.
Yeah.
Great guy, Josh.
15 minutes till Harge's next Hub headline, which probably won't be on TV.
Harge?
It's the top of the hour.
Harge?
Sarge's.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. No, you said Harge.
Harge?
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
I like this reverse angle video that they're running.
Boy, that was back in the summer, huh?
I think.
I got screwed on that one.
Your hair looks like pubic hair.
Well, that was before it grew in.
That's your cut now. Looks
no,
wow.
No. His hair looks good.
Thank you.
His hair looks good. Oh, there's no way around.
You've asked me if Dr. DeStefano works, and I've done it. He's done it. Look how much more hair he has now,
dude. No doubt about it.
Look
Sarge is a success case.
Thank you, Beetle.
He's a success story with that.
I just want to run your fingers through it.
You were running him through it at Beetle's karaoke party. You were like, oh my god, look at all that hair. You were so excited, Zoe. But you had a few in you though.
Oh, I think so. That was a good night.
Your hand in my hair, I would never
touch your hair.
Boy, look at that. Yeah, well, you did. And a lot of people are like, why is Zoe touching your hair? I'm like, he's got an obsession.
No.
Well, you did. You were all over me that night. I'm like, what are you doing, Zoe? You were hanging out with me more than with your wife that night.
That doesn't mean anything.
Well,
I worked the room.
What does that mean?
I worked the room.
Running for office, baby.
Oh, speaking of that,
yeah,
big Super Tuesday. Like, so our interns don't even know like it's Super Tuesday tomorrow.
The intern doesn't know it's Super Tuesday
really?
Either.
Sarge is not of one of the either parties.
I'm independent,
Democratic.
I know.
Or
yeah, come on, that wasn't.
He said, "Isn't that when they have all the debates?"
Oh God! Jesus. Come on, man. How old is this kid?
19.
He's eligible to vote. Yeah. How do you not know that?
Because these are the types that are following one of the candidates.
I have a question for the NFL about Super Tuesday.
Yeah. That's the problem, Zoe.
We know
fix it all.
Hey, Zoe, The NFL fears Bernie, right?
Yeah.
What are they planning to do about it on that side to help someone else so that it's not Bernie?
Let's get Joe. Vote for Joe.
I'm just wondering where it's at. Like, okay, NFL, you make $15 billion a year.
I got friends.
Why don't you call Joe? Get Biden a little cash here ahead of Tuesday.
Should have had him on the set down at the combine.
Where's the money, everyone? Every owner.
Let's go.
If that option is scaring you, if Bernie is scaring you, you got to help somebody else along the way. Do you not?
Yeah.
Can't just sit there on the sidelines.
That's right.
You got to throw that money around, you guys, and your big billions of dollars.
That's right.
Get moving. 617-779-0985 is the telephone number. Speaking of world items, not sports items, we got a coronavirus update.
Oh, boy.
And how it's going to tie into sports.
Yep, and how it's going to affect me, too.
And how it's going to impact Zoe. Zoe today had a can of chili. He dipped into his supply of emergency supplies already. As you can see, Hormel chili, not heated, straight out of the can.
I always want to eat like a hobo. And I've ate, I'm like, my kids are going to love this stuff.
All right, we'll talk about that next.
Zoe and Beetle in the office.
It's like a sweater without nipple covers.
In the car.
You smell bacon?
In the truck.
I'm definitely not stupid, Harvey.
Getting you through your work day on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Mentioned it in passing last week that coronavirus was going to have an impact on the Summer Olympics. I think we've got to think about things that happen between now and the Summer Olympics, don't we?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
How about like the NCAA tournament? Because there are a lot of kids from different upbringing countries to many different universities. You talk about diversity within a college campus. I mean, there's people that could have been on the ground. The scariest thing when you read about this virus is a lot of people are asymptomatic, meaning they don't show the signs of it.
Yes.
Or you could harbor it for 2 to 3 weeks before it pops up. You could have it and you don't even know.
How about this? Now, this isn't about like mass spreading of the virus, but CJ McCollum from the Trailblazers?
Yeah.
Had this tweet. The coronavirus has officially hit Oregon. Tells people to wash their hands, cover your mouth, you know, all these things.
Yeah.
And then he gets to this. I'm officially taking a break from signing autographs until further notice. Sincerely, CJ.
I can understand that.
It's hit
you're
that.
Think about the people that have pens. Like, I'll rip the cap off a Sharpie pen by putting it in my mouth and bite it. And
not now, you won't.
Exactly.
You don't even want to touch someone else's pen.
Oof.
And that's an area where it's actually there. They might be on the verge of an outbreak there.
Sarge, how many guys' pens have you touched?
A lot.
Yeah.
Seriously. No, because you're writing down the roster and scripts.
You're
and
always
so forth.
Signing autographs.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Not much, but yeah.
Sure.
Multiple that's residents in Portland have tested positive. I saw Washington State could be on the verge of an outbreak.
So, I have a unique situation because I have 3 kids in 3 different schools, one in college, one in high school, one in elementary. And we've gotten different emails from each school saying we're very aware of the situation and continue to wash your kids' hands at home to make sure that they cough in their sleep when they cough. And if you're sick, stay home. But we're also aware of what needs to be done if this hits our building to the point where you could shut down school for 2 weeks or more. You've seen it. You've seen it in other countries now.
And then I told you on Friday,
if it's
Japan.
Affecting that one school, then it's affecting a sibling because then who rode the bus? You're at home with then the family gets shut down. You got kids in school. I know what your wife does. You guys get this. Your guys are in trouble. You're not leaving your house.
The leagues have had certain statements. The NBA say they're coordinating with our teams and consulting with the CDC.
The travel.
With infectious disease specialists, and they continue to monitor it. NHL saying something similar. Bill Daly said we're in regular communication with our clubs on the issue. We've passed along best practices being recommended by the CDC. They've talked, you know, these general statements of we're keeping an eye on things. Do you know that the Stanley Cup has only been canceled twice ever? One was the lockout. We all lived through that.
Right.
04-05. You know what the other one was?
What?
An influenza outbreak in the United States and Canada.
Influenza?
Yep. How about March Madness?
That's what I'm saying.
If it gets onto a college campus somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, those are all things that are happening soon. Not happening in July.
Yeah.
In another country. I'm talking about in this country soon. Sports could be impacted by it.
So you just sneeze right in your sleeve.
Yeah.
You might have.
I don't want to go anywhere near you right now.
Fine. Two-way street.
617-779-0985.
So you see all the news reports over the weekend. You watch multiple channels, and then you see stuff where people are
running out. I ordered one of the emergency food kits.
I went to Star Market next door this morning.
You've already started eating your goods.
And I'm like, you know what? I'm hungry. And I'm thinking, I put it out on Twitter over the weekend. Okay, heading to BJ's to stock up. Top 5 canned goods. Let's go now. So, like, the baked beans and hot dogs are very popular. I got green beans. I got corn. I got a lot of peanut butter. You got jelly. Because you can get bread and freeze bread, too. You can also make bread. What scared me next door here, one of the largest Star Markets, was their whole entire bottom shelf of case water was gone. I got a couple cases.
Is your faucet going to stop working?
You know? No, but it's nice to have the drinkable water in those type of things, you know? Yeah. I have well water anyway. What if you lose power? But I have a generator. But I would highly recommend the
Hormel
chili with beans.
Chili and beans.
It's very filling.
And that's the sound of the empty can hitting the desk because Zoe ate the can without even heating it up. Just ate it cold right out of the can.
Right at 10 a.m.
Can you at least put that in the trash?
Yeah, it's
the lid. Yeah. Put the lid in the trash.
Holy mess.
You're hanging it on the monitor. Oh, gross.
There's Zoe. Thanks, George.
Hormel chili in the can. Zoe recommends.
You like your chili in a can?
No.
Nope. Yeah. Who says yes to that?
I know.
Oh, you know what, Zoe?
Absolutely not.
When I crave a bowl of chili, I want it out of the can.
You're a piece of work today, boy.
What the hell?
Why would I have chili in a can when I can cook it? Like, let it cook for a good 4 or 5 hours. Yeah. Who has it in a can? I mean, good for you.
Those who can't have every
you never
train
like
supplies.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say who.
You ever seen Pull Express when the hobo's on top of the train?
I mean, God love you, Zoe. That's great, but I'm not into that.
No, I always want to go camping and put a can right on the fire, open a lid,
fine.
I mean, start up and eat it.
It's probably not horrible, but it's like, you know, the difference between a canned soup and a homemade soup.
Yeah.
Well, you'd obviously opt for a homemade soup over that.
Right. That's my point.
Right.
What do you have? Like, you're having bean soup tonight, Zoe?
Hey, you like soup in a can? Well, I mean, yeah, it's fine, but it's not, I mean, like the greatest thing ever.
You must love brown bread.
Never had it.
I've never had it either.
Really?
Yeah, I've never had it.
Wow, you're from
anybody
here
in that room?
Yes,
brown
I know all about it.
Wow,
I know all about it.
Nobody's had it. Oh no,
I think it's sort of a generational thing too. Like
for old people,
it really is.
Sarge, for like our parents' age, like they were all about that.
Huge crap. Saturday night.
My grandfather, brown bread can.
The what do you call it? Dogs. Yeah.
Brings what?
You've got Joe in the car who's not happy with Sarge over something. Hi, Joe.
Oh, hi, Joe.
Yeah, I want to get a couple things straight. And Beetle, you're usually on my side here. What does Sarge do? Because you're always part time. You really don't do anything. And the other thing is,
no,
Joe, I do a what do you do, Sarge?
Yeah, so I have. So Joe, I got a sports memorabilia company, part owner of that. And also a lot of public address announcing on the side. Revolution home opener this Saturday at Gillette Stadium. Hope you were able to join us.
Which you invited my kids to for no charge.
Well, you're always welcome to come.
Well, I'm not paid. I don't show up.
We'll hook you up. Anytime.
I didn't know anything about the sports memorabilia.
Yeah, just signed on with them last year. So thank you, Joe. Did the Wrestling Inside the Ring podcast with James Stewart. We're recording tonight as well here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. So
Joe, you wrestled his feathers.
So it's fun. No. I'm giving him the answers. He's accusing, so it's fine.
I'm not accusing. I was just wondering what else
else you did besides the strange fetish at the Kowloon? Like, you got some weird things. You like talking about wrestling?
Yeah, well, I get paid to talk about it, man. I get paid to talk about it.
How much you get paid for podcasts?
Well, that whole thing at the Kowloon's a little strange, if you ask me, right, Joe?
Why? We're friends.
I personally like Andy Wong a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, think it's nice he.
Like me, Joe Murray, nice Jimmy, and Andy. We're right. Boys. So, I mean, yeah. I mean, you should go check it out sometime.
Everybody needs a sugar daddy.
Yeah. No, we're boys.
Right. Jimmy Stewart's staring you down right now.
Nice.
Good luck on the podcast tonight.
Pumped. At WrestleCast95 on Twitter.
He's out with you. He calls you Mike on the podcast, I've heard?
Yeah, and I call him James.
You don't say AJ Stewart, you say Sarge?
I'm James.
I like to say about Sarge that I knew him when he was Mike.
I still am.
That's what I like to say.
He's different.
Do you think my mom calls me Sarge? No, it's Mike. So still is. Always will be.
Just keep talking.
Your personality has changed since you became Sarge.
Well, you guys baptized me as that. So there you go.
I don't want the credit for that.
You did, Beetle.
I definitely don't want credit for that. Talk to Maz. So's leaving the room. Headlines with Mike Riley. 90 seconds, no commercials.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling helpline ma.org.